Wherever the strong exploit the weak, wherever the rich take advantage of the poor, wherever great powers seek to dominate and to impose ideologies, there the work of making peace is undone. There the cathedral of peace is again destroyed. Today, the scale and the horror of modern warfare, whether nuclear or not, makes it totally unacceptable as a means of settling differences between nations. War should belong to the tragic past, to history. It should find no place on humanity's agenda for the future. And so, this morning, I invite you to pray with me for the cause of peace. Let us pray earnestly for the special session of the United Nations on disarmament, which begins soon. The voices of Christians join with others in urging the leaders of the world to abandon confrontation and to turn their backs on policies which require the nations to spend vast sums of money for weapons of mass destruction. We pray this Pentecost that the Holy Spirit may inspire the leaders of the world to engage in fruitful dialogue. May the Holy Spirit lead them to adopt peaceful ways of safeguarding liberty, which do not involve the threat of nuclear disaster. Yet the cathedral of peace is built of many small stones. Each person has to become a stone in that beautiful edifice. All people must deliberately and resolutely commit themselves to the pursuit of peace. Mistrust and division between nations begin in the heart of individuals. Work for peace starts when we listen to the urgent call of Christ. Repent and believe in the gospel. We must turn from domination to service. We must turn from violence to peace. We must turn from ourselves to Christ, who alone can give us a new heart, a new understanding. Each individual, at some moment in his or her life, is destined to hear this call from Christ. Each person's response leads to death or to life. Faith in Christ, the incarnate Word of God, will bring us into the way of peace. I would now like to speak especially to the young people who are about to receive the sacrament of confirmation. Today's gospel has special meaning for you, for it says that Jesus came and stood among them. He said to them, "Peace be with you," and showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were filled with joy when they saw the Lord, and he said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I am sending you." After saying this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Christ's gift of the Holy Spirit is going to be poured out upon you in a particular way. You will hear the words of the Church spoken over you, calling upon the Holy Spirit to confirm your faith, to seal you in his love, to strengthen you for his service. You will then take your place among fellow Christians throughout the world, full citizens now of the people of God. You will witness to the truth of the gospel in the name of Jesus Christ. You will live your lives in such a way as to make holy all human life. Together with all the confirmed, you will become living stones in the cathedral of peace. Indeed, you are called by God to be instrument of his peace. Today, you must understand that you are not alone. We are one body, one people, one Church of Christ. The sponsor who stands at your side represents for you the whole community. Together with a great crowd of witnesses drawn from all peoples and every age, you represent Christ. You are young people who have received a mission from Christ. For he says to you today, "As the Father sent me, so I am sending you."